en daf nun alef amit beis. Let us begin from the beginning of the Baraisa. Tanu Rabbonon, when the Gemara starts. Tanu Rabbonon. Bein ha-mizbeach le-menoira ho-ya mahalach. In the Heichol, there was the Mizbeach that shut it out. On the left side of the Mizbeach was the menoira. On the right side of the Mizbeach was the Shulchan. So now the Kohen Gadol went through the Heichol to enter the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Shaila was, how did he go? So we have here a three-way machlokes. The Tanakama holds, Bein HaMizbeach LeMenoira Hoya Mahalach. He went into the area between the Mizbeach and the Menoira. The Menoira was on the left side on Dorim. And we'll see Rabbi Yehuda held that there were two Poroiches in, and the Pesach of the outer Poroiches was on Dorim. So he went towards Dorim. Bein ha-mizbeach le-menoira yamahalach divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Meir oimer bein shulchan le-mizbeach. Rab Meir holds that he went towards his right side, towards Tzofen. Bein shulchan le-mizbeach. That's how he went. V'yeish oimrim, and there's a third shita, bein shulchan le-koysel. He avoided the mizbeach. He went straight to the extreme right, to extreme tzofen, bein shulchan lekoisel, and then he was mamish on the tzofen side of the eichel, and he entered, then he was able to enter straight into the knis of the Kodesh Kadoshim. We'll see that the Yesh Emrim hold that there was only one paroiches, and there was one paroiches, the Pesach of the paroiches was on tzad tzofen. First, the Gemara wants to explain Man Yesh Oimrim. Who is the Yesh Oimrim? Omar Rav Chisda Rav Yosihi. The Omar Pischa Betzofen Koi. The Yesh Oimrim held that the entrance of the Paroiches was with Tzad Tzofen. He holds like Rav Yosi, there was only one Paroiches. And if there was one Paroiches, one entered into the Kodesh Kadoshim from the Tzad Tzofen. So therefore, the Yesh Oimrim held that you should go straight towards the wall, the Tzofen wall of the northern wall of the Heichol, and enter straight into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda Amaloch, Rabbi Yehuda holds Pischa Bedorim Koi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pastor were two paroiches in, and the outer paroiches, the entrance was from the southern side, from Dorim. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda held that he went bein Pesach le-menoire. And later the Gemara is going to ask, why did he have to go bein Mizbeach le-menoire? Why didn't he go bein menoire le-koisel? Why didn't he go to the southern wall straight into the Kodesh Kadoshim? That is Shitas Rab Yehuda. The Rab Meir, so the Gemara asks Rab Meir, Keman Svirelei. Ike Rab Yehuda Svirelei, if he holds like Rab Yehuda, that the Pesach was Bedorim, Neil Ke Rab Yehuda, so let him go in the way Rab Yehuda said. Ike Rab Yosi Svirelei, if he holds like Rab Yosi, Neil Ke Rab Yosi, so let him go in, Bein Shulchan LeKaisel. So the Gemara says, La'olam ke Rabbi Yosi Svirelei. In Emerson, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yosi. So really, he had to go towards the northern side of the Heichol. So why didn't he go bein HaShulchan LeKaisel? But Omar Loch, he holds Shulchanois Tzofen V'Dorim Menachem U'Mivsike LeShulchan V'loi mis'ayolei, and it is unable for him to go in. So the Gemara says that Rabbeya holds Shulchanos Tzofen V'Dorim Menachem. The Shulchanos were going in de zoffen zoffen te dorim um mifsekele shulchan loimis ayele. There's a good picture on what zoffen lador means in Rashi in Menachos Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph. Rashi makes a picture how it looked if the shulchanos were going from zoffen ledorim, and how it looked if the shulchanos were going mimizrach lemayra. Let us see Rashi. Shulchanos tzofen v'dorim menachim. That's where we're up to. That Rameya held the shulchanos were going from tzofen to dorim. Eser shulchanos, there were 10 shulchanos, osa shleim, shenema chomesh mimin v'chomesh mismel. Mimin and mismel v'sanya b'menachis. Yev shaloyma, chomesh mimin ha-pesach v'chomesh mismel ha-pesach. It does not mean that there were 5 on the right side of the Pesach of the Heichel and 5 on the left side. Shim'ata oime kein, if you'll say that, motzinu shulchan bedorim. So then there'll be shulchanis on the southern side of the Heichel also. V'hateira omra v'shulchan titein al tse latzofen. It has to be tse latzofen. It has to be on the northern side. Elo shel Moshe be'emtza. The Shulchan Shel Moshe was between these 5 and 5. Chomesh miminai v'chomesh mismailai. So the Yemin Ismail is going on the Yemin of the Shulchan and the Smail of the Shulchan. Upligi bo tanoi, this is machlokes tanoi, iki leman di omar mizrach umayrav munachim. This one man, the Yama, hold that the direction of these 5 shulchanis were going mi mizrach lemayrov. Ve'ike, so that means poshit in the heichel, they were going vertically. Ve'ike leman, the Yama, tzofen v'dorim menachim. And another man, the Yama, they were going tzofen v'dorim, and you walk into the heichel, they were going horizontally. Ve'ramei yisvira le'kemandom tzofen v'dorim. Rameya holds like the man Yoma that holds Tzofen v'dorim. Reish shulchanos min ha-tzofen l'dorim. Hoyu chomesh b'shura achas. There were 5 in one row. Poinis reish shulzu l'reish shulzu. V'ashulchan and each shulchan was amosayim orkoi. The length of each shulchan was 2 amis. Harei 10 amis. V'al kolchacho. And if you have rows, 2 rows of shulchanos, which their length, the going horizontally, was 10 amis. So therefore, tzorcha yelismoich reish ha-shulchan atzfoini likaisel. So you had to bring the northern shulchan next to the wall. Shimata moishchei lahola min ha-kaisel, because if you make some space between the kaisel and that shulchan, Nimtze min ha-shulchan ha-droimi, so the most southern shulchan miktosa yoyishev b'dorim, so it will be in dorim. She'eichel roch by esrim amah, the whole width of the eichel was 20 amets. Nimtze tzofen, so nimtze tzofen shaloy eser amah, so the whole, if you want to see, the northern side of the eichel was 10 amets, and the southern side was 10 amets. And the no chelik of the shulchan can protrude into dorim. Hilkach. So memele, the shulchanis, these 5 shulchanis, which had a length of 10 amis, started from the northern wall and went till the middle of the heichel. So memele, he could not go bein ha-shulchan lekoisel because it was black. Hilkach, mivsiki shulchanos es haderech, the shulchanos blocked his way, v'lei misayele bein shulchan lekoisel. It was unable for him to go in bein shulchan lekoisel. V'im taima, fregt Rashi, Ach bein ha-mizbeach le-shulchan ein derech, sherei ha-mizbeach be-emtza ha-heichel. So Rashi in the Kasha meant to ask that the mizbeach was in the middle between the shulchan and the menorah. So Rashi held that the mizbeach, This is what the Maharsha says, that the Mizbeach started the northern, it wasn't exactly in the middle. It was the northern side of the Mizbeach started in the middle of the Heichel. So that means, so it was next to the Shulchan. And the Mizbeach was an Amma. So, but he couldn't go bein a Mizbeach l'Shulchan either. That's Rashi's Kashe. Shrei Mizbeach be'emtza ha-Heichel. V'roish ha-Shulchan ha-Droi mi-Somoch le-Mizbeach. So how could he can't go bein a Mizbeach l'Shulchan also. If it's all in one straight line, so we have here five Shulchanis who take up the whole half of the Heichel. And then right next to them it starts the Shulchan, and right then afterwards a space between the Shulchan and the Menorah. But how could he ever go between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan? So Rashi says, now that question is a toy. So Amoron beperik omer lem ha-memune, she'ein ha-mizbeach mechuven kineged ha-shulchan. The Mizbeach was not next to the Shulchan. Elamoshuch kimo klape chutz. It protruded. So the Rishash says it protruded at least an amo from where the Shulchan ended. So he was able to walk through. So theoretically, he didn't go bein a Shulchan lemizbeach because when the Shulchan was, but that the Gemara calls this to differentiate that he went and that there was the Mizbeach protruded an amo out. And in this Amma, he walked through, and he was really going bein ha-shulchan le-menorah, theoretically. But the Gemara calls it, we should picture it, it was bein ha-shulchan, he went on the northern side of the Mizbeach, and that's called bein ha-shulchan le-mizbeach. Sheine Mizbeach mechuven keneged ha-shulchan el-moshech kima klapechutz. So that's the first mahalach, that is why Rab Meir could not hold like Rabbi Yossi that he walked ben ha-shulchan le-kaisel because it's impossible to walk ben shulchan le-kaisel. So the closest way to walk towards the tzatzofen was ben ha-mizbeach le-shulchan. One teretz. V'iboy yis'eime la-oilam mizrach u-mayrov menochem. It could very well be that Rabbi Meir holds that the shulchanis were going vertically, ben mizrach le-mayrov. So if they were going vertically, so theoretically, he could have gone straight to Tzofen, he could have gone bein ha-shulchan le-kaisel. U-mishum shchina lav oirech ara le-meyel le-hedye. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, le-meyel le-hedye, le-lech, eitzel ha-kaisel ha-tzvoini. That means if he's going to go, when he enters the Heichel, he's going to go straight north, and he's going to go by the northern wall, kol oirech ha-heichel, the whole length of the heichel, the chol shor einov nizaynais mi beis kotshei ha-kedoshim derech ha-prifo shekenegdoi. The mayor held that is not proper sefelt in derech eretz. I mean, you pass by an open door, mizet v'tutzach dolten, it's not proper. And here we're speaking about was a tzachopketon in the Kodesh Kadoshim, we can't imagine. So when he entered Bezoshiyavi Arna La Kodesh, but to be walking in the Heichel and to have a direct view of the Kodesh Kadoshim, he held that the Svelten Moire Shchine, the Svelten Derech Eretz, so Memele, when you go in, but Kolzman, you're in the Heichel. So you shouldn't observe the Kodesh Kadoshim. But Rabbi Yossi Amaloch, Rabbi Yossi held that he did go straight Tzofen, he went straight to the northern Chalik, and what's with this Taina? Chavivin Yisroel Shlo Yitzrichon Akosuv L'Shliach. So here we have Machlokes Rashi and the Tosfos Yeshanim. So Rashi says as follows: Rabbi Yossi Amaloch, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shlo Yitzrichon Akosav L'Shliach, that they don't need Shluchim, Ela Kol Echad VeEchad Mispalul Al Atzmoi, Shenemar Asher Yedun Ish Nigei Negal Levovoi Uforas Kapov Ela Bayis Hazeh.
He says, the Pasuk, it says that by the Beis HaMikdosh, Shlomo HaMelech was mispalo, that each person should be able to be mispalo directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So by tefillah, every yid has a direct line to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't have to go with intermediaries. You have a direct line. So memeile hilkach chaviv hu shlucham likones lepumbi. That means if Klal Yisrael is so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so hamish, that you can speak to them directly. You don't, there's no red tape. So if we have a shliach that goes and visits the mokim ashros ashchineh, also hamish, there's no, you don't have to, we could, so therefore we could enter likonis lepumbi, you don't have to just, be on dorim, and then when you enter, you enter. You could enter lepumbi, you're ready. That is how Rashi learns. Let us see the Tosfos Yeshonim. Chavivin Yisroel, shlo yitzrichan hakosub lishliach. Perish Rashi, shekol echad mispalo la'atzmai, every yid can mispalo for himself, shnemar sheyeden ish nega levovoi. Ve'nire, if you build from this posig, the adrabe, bohok siv, and this posig says, chavivuse tvei gabinochim. If you look at these psukim, it says, the goyim are more chaviv. Dechsivos isa kachol ashe yikroi lecha hanochi. Shlomo HaMelech was mispalo, Rabbein Shlomo, when the goy is mispalo, give him everything, because or else they'll have tainis. So the goyim avigam yechosim than the Eden, if you're building from the koyach atfila. Al kein nire keperish Rabbeinu Chananu. Shlo yitzricha na'kosov l'shliach b'yoyim ha'kipurim. So he says a very interesting pshat. Shebechol shone hoyo pa'moine zov v'rimoin shenichnas la'eichel, la'shmiya keil. Before the Kohen Gadol entered the Heichel, he was wearing the Me'il. The Me'il had bells. So that means before entering the Heichel, just like he rang the bell. Al Kaponim, he's coming. He was Meidia that he's coming into the Heichel. That was the reason of the Pamoinim, that when he's coming, we should know that he's coming. You don't barge in into the Heichel. That Avo B'Yoyim HaKippurim, he didn't come in with bells. He wore big day lovam. So you didn't need to ring a bell before you enter. You can walk in whenever you want. So the chavivis of Yom Kippurim is so great that you don't need the shliach. That is what the Rabbeinu Chananu says. I just thought that it could be that Rashi l'shitosoi, Rashi could not say the way the Rabbeinu Chananu says. Because we hear a gemore, daf mem dalid omed beis, that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim with a niyashtik. What is a niyashtik? So you have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that attached to the machte was a tabas, that while he was walking, it should make noise, that he should be heard that he's coming in. Rashi brings, that's how Rashi says, pshat niyashtik. Tabas b'roishi shemekashkei shemashmi akel, mishum v'nishma akeli b'voi alakoydish. Rashi held when he came in Yom Kippur, he still had a ring a bell. So he wasn't wearing big dekuna with bells, so the machta made noise. So Rashi couldn't say like the Rabbeinu Chananu. Tosfos Taket says a different shot in the yashtik. The yashtik means there was a cover to the handle of the machta, that he shouldn't burn his hands, because, so that's a Tosfos one shot in the yashtik. So Tosfos could say that Lamaisi was permitted to walk into the, he was permitted to walk into the Kohen Gadol, without announcing that he's coming. So Tosfos could learn this pshat. Frag the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yehuda held that he had to go towards Dorim. So Rabbi Yehuda said that he went bein amizbeach l'menoire. Rabbi Yehuda nami nail bein menoire l'kaisel. Well, let him go straight to the extreme Dorim. Bein menoire l'kaisel. Pasuk. The Gemara Meshachari Mone. If he'd rub against the Koisel on the Dorim side, on the left side, his big day lovon would get black, they'd get dirty. What is Pshat? Let us see Rashi. Meshachari Mone. Begodov Mashchirim Me Ashan HaMenoire. This wall was near the Menoire. You heard there was, it was big Neiris. They were all Keseda burning every day of the year. It was oil that was burning, so there was smoke there. So the smoke of the Menoire, dirtied the wall of the Heichel. Shehishcher HaSakoisel. So there wasn't too much space between the Menoira and the Kaisel, so if he'd walk between the Menoira and the Kaisel, the Big Day Lovon would get dirty, because he'd be rubbing against the Kaisel. So therefore he walked Bein HaMizbeach LeMenoira. I saw the Sha'arim Etzionim Baloche, he wants to say, Heichel, why didn't they get a goiter to clean the wall sometimes? I mean, he walked into the Heichel, the left side was dirty, so he tells to a Gemara in Psochem. The Gemara says in Psochem that, Shvachu livnei arein sheyelchu ad alkevoiseyem bidam. That means we have to know there are certain things that beauty is not the way we understand beauty. The Gemara says that in the Beis Hamikdash, when they shechted the Kolban Pesach, bedavke there was an oifen that the blood of the Kolban Pesach could have drained out. But bedavke they wanted the blood should not drain out, and the Kahanim should be waiting with a D in the defeat in Dam, that's a shvach, that's beauty. Beauty is not what we think is beautiful, but faker to be completely involved in a mitzvah, even though it doesn't look too appetizing, that is a shvach for the kahanim. The Gemara relates in Psochim, there was one kohen that used to cover his hands with silk. He didn't want to touch the kabonis, and he was punished for that. And the Shiorim Etzionim Baloche says that we find that Meiridike Chassam Seifer, the Chassam Seifer was asked a shaila that usually if you have an esrik has to be hodah, beautiful. So what if you have an esrik, usually if it's used by a lot of people, so in the middle of Sukkis, it has a lot of brown spots on it. So the Chassam Seifer was asked, so maybe it's not hodah, it should be posel, it's menuma, which is a psul d'araisa. So the Chassam Sofer says this is the hiddur of the mitzvah. This is the hiddur. If I count all these brown spots that came about from many people benching on this esrig, this beautifies the esrig. So we have to realize that the Rabbeinu Shlom has a different concept what is considered beautiful. So the menorah. God, there's a Sefulnu in Parsha Shoiftim. The Sefulnu says that the Torah asked us to bake Asherah. He says an Asherah was a beautiful tree. It wasn't there. There wasn't there over the way the Zorah. And Harabai is not all about the plant an Asherah. It beautified it. It was beautiful gardening and shrubbery and everything. The Torah asked it. That was not beautiful by the Rabbeinu Shlom because the minig was the guy who used to do that. So Mamel, that's not beautiful already. He says you could have a behemoth that's a 200-pound bull and then it's worth a lot of money. He has a slight blemish, and you have another skinny behemoth that doesn't have a mum. So what is called? So this one, the second one is called a tam. This is a kosher. This is kosher lakrove. This you can get $50. I mean, who wants to buy this? But it doesn't have a mum, and the other one has a blemish. It's a behemoth. That is choshev by the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Moyudik and Naidibiyudah says that the mitzvah of Mila is similar to Ktairis. Ktairis, he says, where do we find that Mila has a similarity to Ktairis? So he says the Makar is the first Mila Avraham Avinu made. So he was mal all his avodim, all the Bnei Bayis, he was mal. So he had a heap of olas. So he put the olas, he put them in a pile. The garbage truck came the next day. So he had a pile of olis, and a pile of olis without refrigeration doesn't have such a good odor. And hisrichu, and the reyach of these olis were olamailo, and that was a reyach nichayach for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's why it's nimshal tekteiris. So again, our senses of beauty are lav davke, what is beautiful in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So this meushendik wool, that was the beauty of the heichel, that showed that the lokus hamenorah was done, was done every day. That was the beauty of the heichel. Perhaps it's good. I one more minute to tell over a meushendik maisa, which I once saw. It's a little similar to what we're speaking now, but I think this was forgot already who this Maisa was, but there was a Psayid that went, it was right before Pesach, and his wife had given him 6 rubles. He went for business and for other things. He went to Vilna, I think. And his wife gave him 6 rubles, which he had saved from the whole year to buy her a new dress for Pesach. When she got her last new dress, Pesach, but she wanted, she had saved it up a new dress for Pesach. And when he came to Vilna, he saw that they just came out, the Mesechtes Baba Basra, the Vilna Shas came out, they printed Mesechtes Baba Basra, and it cost 6 rubles. And his son was learning Baba Basra. So he had a conflict in himself. His wife gave him the money, and he had to buy her a dress. But the new, that mamash a beautiful gemara, the Vilna Shas, and the son is learning Baba Basra. So Yavar Alayma, he went and bought the gemara. When he came home was wrapped up, and she was waiting to see the dress. So he told her that what he did. She said she's happy he did it, but she wants to give the gemara to her son. So she went and took the Gemara and gave it to son. This is my Pesach Dike Kleid. I mean, so that was her Pesach. So she wore the torn Kleid, but that was her Pesach Dike Kleid, the Gemara Baba Basra, which her son will learn. Let us go further. Oma Rav Nosson. Amo Traksin Loihichiyu Boi Chachomim Ikelefnim Ikelachutz. We had learned yesterday by the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall which was an amo wide, and this wall separated the Heichel from the Kodesh Kadoshim. The second Bayis, there was a Paroiches or 2 Paroiches, but in the first Bayis, there was a wall. So the Gemara says, this wall, the Chachomim were not Machia, they were undecided, Ikelefnim. Does it have a din of Kodesh Kadoshim? The Mokim HaKaisel, does it have a din of Kodesh Kadoshim? Ike Lachutz, or does it have a din of Heichel? Maskif lo Ravinus, Ravina asked my timer, what was the suffix of the Chachamim? Ileime mishum dechsiv, vahabayis asher bono hamelach shloime lashem. The Pasuk says as follows, that Shlomo HaMelech built a bayis. Now this bayis is not speaking about the complete Beis HaMikdash. It's speaking about the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadosh. And that's what this Pasuk is speaking about. V'abayis ha-shabon ha-melech Shlomo Lashem, shishim amo olkoi. So the length, that means from the beginning of the Heichel till the end of the Kodesh Kadoshim, was 60 Amos. Ve'esrim rochboy, and there was 20 Amos wide, there was 60 by 20, u'shloishim amo koimosoi, and the height was 30 Amos. Uchsiv, and it says further, va'arboim bo'amo hoya habayis, hu ha'heichel lifnoi. The Heichel was 40 amas long. So we know out of the 60 amma area, we know 40 amas was the Heichel. Uchsiv v'lifnei ha-dvir, and in front of the dvir, now the dvir, we'll see this was a wall, this was really the Ufnei Hadvir, there was a wall, a mechitze, Esrim Amo Eirech, Vesrim Amo Reichet, this was the Kodesh Kadoshim. It was a square, 20 by 20. The Esrim Amo Kaimosa, in the height of the Kodesh Kadoshim was also 20 Amos high. Here we have a problem, we said the Heichel was 30 Amos near, 20 Amos, Tesis will speak about that. The loy yodi, so mamela, we have here like this, we have here dimensions. We have here 40 plus 20. We know the whole thing was 60, and we know there was a wall. The dvir was a wall. The loy yodinon, we don't know where was this wall put. It had to be put either in the 20 or in the 60. Leidina matraksim mehani esrim, if it was put in the 20 amas of the Kodesh Kadoshim, vimahani aboy. Frag the Gemara, if that's the problem, v'dilme loy mahani eschim v'loy mahani arboy, maybe it wasn't put in both of them. V'chalole kochoshiv, kaisolim loy kochoshiv. Maybe the posik is telling us the empty space, the area of the Heichel was 40 amas. The area of the Kodesh Kadoshim, the length of the Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amos. But the Mokim HaKaisel, it wasn't in the, either in the 40 or in the 20. It was not in the 40, not in the 20. The Pasuk is only speaking about the empty spaces. So what's your suffix? Where it was put? Teida, I'll prove it to you. Whenever we find that they're speaking about areas and walls, so they speak about the width of the wall and the width of the area. It's not, let us see the Mishnah in Midas. There's a Mishnah in Midas that says as follows. Ha-heichol meya al meya berum meya. Now, here we're speaking a distance of 100 amos. We're starting from the Kaisel Ha'ulam. And we'll make ourselves, so we're going. The Kaisel Ha'ulam is a... The Kaisel Ha'ulam started, this is the Kaisel Ha'ulam. And as we'll notice that there's really, we're speaking about this entrance over here, there's really no kaisel over here as we see it. There was a big entrance here, that we'll see in Rashi. But we're speaking about the kaisel ha'ulam, and we're starting from the kaisel ha'ulam and going mi mizrach l'mayrev, then we're going to go into the ulam, then into the kaisel ha'echel, and then into the kodesh kadoshim, and then into the kaiselos that are behind the kodesh kadoshim. That is how this Mishnah is speaking. So the Mishnah is going me mizrach lamayra from the kaisel ha'ulam. This not ha'heichol meya al meya berum meya. Now we're going to make a length of 100 amos. Kaisel ulam, the wall of the ulam chamesh. The width of the wall was 5 amos. Viha ulam, and now we enter the ulam achas esrei. So we're up to 16 amis. Kaisel ha'echel. Now we go to the kaisel ha'echel. Sheish. So we're up to 22 amis. The olkoi and the length of the ha'echel aboy mamo. So now we're up to 62 amis. The amo traxin, and there was one amo of a wall. After we finished the ha'echel, now there's a wall. That's 63 amis. V'chof amo beis kodshe hakadoshim. Now the length of the Kodesh Kadoshim was 20 amos, so up to 83. Kaisel ha'heichel sheish. So 83, 89. That means kaisel ha'heichel means this was the kaisel behind the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that was 6 amos, so up to 89. V'hato sheish. And behind this kaisel, there was there were rooms or closets there that was built that was after the kaisel. It was also sheish, another 6 amos, so we have 95. the Kaisel HaTor Chomesh. And then the outer wall of this Tor was the area of the Tor, was an empty space with 6 Amis, and the outer wall was 5 Amis. So we have here, starting from the Ulam till the end of the Kaisel HaTor, we have 100 Amis. But we see how the Tanah divides it up. There's areas, we see the 40 and the 20 was not the place of the Amotraxon. The Amotraxon was another Amo. So we see, it wasn't in the 40, it wasn't in the 20. Lamelus, what's the suffix? Elo, so the Gemara says, but the suffix was as follows. Kedushose, zicha, we knew it was not in the 40, not in the 20. No, but the Kedushas HaMokain, this Amo that found itself between the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadoshim, so they had a suffix, Ikilef Nim, Ikilechutz. Is this Amo, does it have a din of Kodesh Kadoshim, or does it have a din of Heichel? V'hainu da Omar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan had said, Boy Yosef Ish Hutzel, Udvir, it says in the Pasuk as follows. Udvir, Dvir was this Amotraxon. Dvir is Amachitze. Udvir besoich habayis. There was a wall in the bayis. Mipnimo, from inside, Heichin, they prepared, Lesitein Sham Esaroin Bris Hashem. So, from the Pnim, from the inside, that was the place that was Muchen to hold the Orem. Now, the Shaila is, how do you translate this Pasuk? You can translate it in 2 ways. Iboyilu, so the Shaila was as follows. Heichiko makro, how do you say the Pasuk? Udvir besoich habayis. There was a wall, mipnima, from the inside of, from inside, further inside. So that means that's the dvir, that's the wall, and in further in, that's the Kodesh Kadoshim. Heichin l'sitein sham Oren Hashem. Oidilma ochi koma dvir besoich habayis mipnimo. That the dvir is already in pnim. That and heichin l'sitein sham. So where do we put the esnachta? Do you read the pasuk dvir besoich habayis mipnimo? So the Dvir, the Mokim HaKoysel, also has Hashem Pnim. Or do we say, Dvir B'Sech HaBayis M'Pnim HaHeichin L'Sitin Shem HaSarim B'Ris Hashem. Let us see Rash. So Memele, now we understand the Suffolk we had learned in Daphne Nalapam at base. We had had a Suffolk, this area of Amotraxon, was it Heichel or was it Kodesh Kadoshim? So we Zichen know that the area was not in the 40 or in the 20. There was an am in between the 40 and 20. But we don't know how to say, how to punctuate the posik. Do we say udvir, mipnima, or you stop udvir? And mipnima from the dvir, there was then it started the Kodesh Kadoshim. Let us see Rashi. Traxin, loshim, ponim, v'chutzu. Kacha isi betalmud Yerushalmi. It had in it Dine or Sveikis of either it's inside, it's the Pnim, it's Kodesh Kadoshim, or the Heichel. Raila Dovo, Chasidim Rishonim, Oyemachnisim, Peresayim, Derech Traxamoin, De Lechaivon Bemaisa, Lamanusha Trak, Loshin Knisis Pnimu. Really, the Ritva explains that the Derech Traxamoin means Minachutz Lefnim. Trak means chutz and sin means pnim. So that's traksin. It had the hilchus pnim or hilchus chutz. Dvir hi amechitze lefnei hadvir. This is hi amechitze lefnei hadvir chalal beis kotshe hakadoshim shu lefnim lefnei hadvir. What's lefnei hadvir chalal beis kotshe hakadoshim shu lefnim min amechitze. This was more in the words from the Mechitza. So the Gemara says, when he speaks about walls, he mentions them specifically, Kachosh v'leil didei, l'moke Mechitza levad min ha-shishim. It wasn't in the 60 ames of the Heichel and Kodesh Kadoshim. It had its own area. Kaisel ulam, Now, the Menachem Eshev Nefesh explains that Rashi had a big problem. When we look at the picture of the, we're measuring from the Kaisel Ulam, so the entrance over here was, there was a 20 Amis, the Reichev of the entrance was 20 Amis. And 20 Amis is the exact width of the Heichel and the Kodesh Kadoshim. So if you're going here, you can't start with a Kaisel Ulam because there's no Kaisel over here. That's Rashi's problem. If you're going straight here, there's an opening. There's no Kaisel. So Rashi says as follows. Kaisel hachitzayin, there was a wall there. And the wall was in two places. Lemato, it was on the bottom. Reichev hayesoid vaskoifa, that means the threshold was part of the wall. And this threshold was 5 amis wide. And then this wall started ulemailo migoiva kipas ha-pesach oiviyachayme. There was a tall entrance. But over, after the entrance, I think it was 40 amis, the height of the shah ulam. But al-kaponim, after the entrance, there was a mashkoif over the entrance, and the top chelik of the Pesach, the covering of the Pesach, oivi achoyme sha'oila at kuf amo. That means we had a wall over this also. That means there was a tremendous entrance. But over the entrance, there was a wall that went up to 100 amis. And so this wall was all, this is called Kaisel Ha'ulam. So this wall was 5 amis wide. That's what the Mishnah means, that the Kaisel Ha'ulam was 5 amis. But the Kaisel, the part of it was on the bottom. That was the Mashkov, the threshold. And part of it was over the entrance. Levad, besides, Reichav, this kippus is a grais. Levad, Reichav, acholo. That means besides the, so you had over here, Kaisel, Ulam, was 5 amis. Besides, Reichav, acholo. Besides the width of the Ulam alone, Shehud Yud Aleph amis. And levad roichav kipas oivei achaimel. That means that that the Yud Aleph Amis did not include the roichav kipas oivei achaimel. They say the Bach is wrong over here. The he was meicher kipas before. That means together he had 16 amis. That's what Rashi is saying. Vahator sheish. And then it says, and when you went, first you had a wall in back of the wall of the Kodesh Kadoshim was 6 amis wide. Vahatoshesh, then there was a 6 ame room. Yetziyeh she'achoyrei beis hakapoyres. So that room was also 6 ames wide. And then Gemara says, the suffix that Chazal had was heichikoma kro. Mi emrin en hochikoma. Pudvir besoich habayis. Mechitza also. There was a mechitza in the bayis. Shemavsekes besoich habayis. There was a mechitza. Mipnimo heichim. Then there was an empty space. That's what mipnimo heichin. That means going further in. That was the mokim of pnim. The mokim at dvir gufa, the place where the kaisel was also pnim. Mishal pnim habe. Now let us see Taisfis. The Esrim Amo Kaimosoi, Rashi Pirish, so there's a problem over here. We started off, the Pasuk started off by saying that the Heichel was 30 Amos tall, and then, it says by the Kodesh Kadoshim, it was 20 Amos tall. So what happened? Es Rashi Pirish Beperish Melochim, da doma la ela shloishim amakei mosai hainu kol habayis ad hagat. That means from the floor till the top roof, there was 30 amas. Hodachsi ve'eschim amakei mosai hainu ad aliyas beis kotshi akadoshim. That means there was a floor over the Kodesh Kadoshim. There was an aliyah on top of the Kodesh Kadoshim. So that pasuk means from the floor to the roof of the aliyah, not to the gag of the whole bayis, it was 20 amos. That's what Rashi says in Melochim. Baba Basra, Perik HaMoicha, Peris, Porach, Leidig, Gemorim, Baba Basra, Esther, Kasha, here it says there were 30 amos, here it says it was 20 amos. Well, Mishani, the Gemos is a different terrace. Esrim Amakai Mosai, Misvas Kruvim, Ulamailo. From the Kruvim in Haya, there was 20 Amos. Shakruvim Shosh Shloimo, Imdim Bekarka, Mishnei Tzidei Ha'orin Govan Esa Amos. The Kruvim had a height of 10 Amos. And so from the Kruvim and further was 20 Amos. From the ground was 30 Amos. Kaisel Ha'echel Sheish, Vahato Sheish, Vekoisel Hato Chomesh. We hear in the Mishnah that the